Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
Jason met this woman over the... That sounds so
scandalous, doesn't it? No, not that kind of meeting.
Jason met this woman over the weekend, and of course her name was Dory.
Yeah, and I was at my uncle's memorial.
You just put a downer to the whole story.
Well, it was actually a very beautiful time, and we got to meet a lot of people that were in his life, and it was, the funny part was, as we were introducing ourselves.
There's nothing funny about it. You just the story with a funeral.
Well, so that's in the meaning that you're putting on funeral, right? So he had an amazing life and had an amazing group of friends, and we were actually in a celebration of this journey through his time here on earth.
Okay. We might just talk about something else right now. For the last several months, I'm going to say maybe 5 months, I have been manifesting joy, happiness, laughter, and I've been doing my damnedest to bring a higher energy. I have been saying, you know what? We need to watch comedy. And Jason's like, no, let's watch action. And sometimes he'll put on these drama things. I'm like, no. We're watching comedy.
Adventure, exploration.
We're watching comedy. And we go to dinner parties. And I'll start by saying, oh my gosh, you know, and I'll start to tell a funny story. And Jason hijacks it.
Take it
and
to
all
the drama.
Of a sudden, he takes it to these drama.
It's more of the adventure and to me, it's the excitement side, which is weird,
He takes it to this epic place. And I tell him behind doors or on the way home, okay, Jason, I want to be playful. I want to be fun. Before we start every podcast, I'm like, let's just have this playful banter.
Let's have fun.
We're here to have good time. And so I start out, you know, Jason meets this woman, a little scandalous, right?
Bounce like a bow wow.
Oh, boo, we're having fun, we're being playful. And then I tell you, her name is Dory, just like Finding Nemo. And then Jason says, of course, I met her at my uncle's funeral.
Met her at a funeral. Well, so I guess the feeling that I had, though, it was a party. It was literally a party. And I guess a lot of people...
But that's not how you said it just now. That's not how you said
it. I
feel it now. You brought a different energy.
I did. And I think it's because I was feeling the way... I allowed the feeling of how I think people perceive those as, hey, let me set the tone here. And I went to that tone instead of the tone of the actual party itself.
And we always talk about how we are responsible for the energy we bring. And many times...
It's really weird.
Isn't it? And here's the thing, is that many times I feel like, you know, behind closed doors or when we're in the car, we have these very, very deep,
profound
conversations, and which are so wonderful. It's one of the healthiest and juiciest part of our lives. I mean, I feel like it is very, very intimate. However, I also feel that Jason has this very, very playful side. And sometimes I just want to extract it and bring it out and show it off to the world and share it with all of you because it's really, really fun.
Why do you keep that just for me?
And I'm not sure why, but we have gotten into a habit because we talk about being habitual, but you and I have gotten into a habit of being very, very serious with our conversations. And sometimes I'm like, you know, my dad used to do that. He used to stick his finger in his mouth and go,
pop goes a weasel.
Pop out of it, Jana. Pop out of it, Jason.
Shake it off. Taylor Swift that thing.
You know, one time, it's so funny because my dad used to say that to me when I was younger. And then one time we were at the Paralympics and we were getting our butts kicked.
Getting smacked around.
We were totally getting smacked around. And the coach during halftime, he literally put his finger in his mouth and he was like, pop your hands out of here. And then he just spewed a bunch of curse words. And I busted out laughing.
I was
like, oh my God, that's so funny. And then he looked at me and was like, Stumper.
That's not the reaction he was looking
for. Yeah, because that's what he called me. My maiden name was Stump. And he was like, Stumper, what are you laughing at? And then again, I was like, okay, very serious.
This is very serious. Right now, coach.
Because yeah, you can only control the energy you bring. And I realized it was not a laughing moment.
But it did turn the energy.
Yes. So we are in control of the energy we bring. So let me ask you, I'm not sure you're aware of the...
I think it's, and a lot of times I'm not. And I think what it is I do want the new energy and I'm looking for that new energy. And part of it is trying to help people recognize that we allow for the meanings that we put in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
To dictate how we react and respond in those places. And so I look at, and I think when I said, oh, it was at a memorial,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to start back from the beginning because this has been a year of experiences for me too.
Right.
It's my uncle passed away in January,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first time ever that I'd been to the bedside of a family member as they were crossing over or leaving this world.
Right.
And it was the most peaceful and joyful time to go through that experience with
them. It was a beautiful experience, but when you say joyful, it wasn't like playful.
Now, we did tell some fun and playful and laughy stories.
Mm-hmm. But there was also
some sadness and some, like, we're going to miss him.
Right.
But it was like, I didn't cry.
Right.
It was very loving. Like, it was so full of love.
It was a celebration of life.
It was such a celebration. And there's been so many times and funerals that I've been to in my life that I've been devastated. And I've been like, there's so much left on the table, left mm-hmm. unsaid. I felt like there was something missing. Mm-hmm. And I felt so full.
Right.
Which was, and I want people to experience that, hey, there's good in everything.
So
let's
while
look,
you were there,
find that good.
Did you think about, oh my gosh, what do I want my own celebration of life to look and feel like?
I guess there were moments of that.
Yeah.
Because I said, you know what? There are so many people talking about the perspective that Uncle Ben had on life
mm-hmm.
and the joy and the laugh. Like, there were pictures of him smiling everywhere. And you bringing this up right now makes me think, I'm a laughy and smiley person and we do that a lot together, but I feel like I haven't been doing that a lot out in the world.
No.
Because I have been getting, I don't want to call it preachy, very... coachy, educational, or
you have you've like, become a teacher, and when you're I so you
I think
spend
it's because
your
I've been
days
learning so much.
you learn a lot, and you've become very heady. I mean, when I say heady, like, you're constantly in your headspace, and when you're on your Zooms with, I mean, sometimes Jason has Zooms with 300 people on them, and when you're on your Zooms with people all around the world, you're very cognizant of being politically correct and what you're saying, and you're following a curriculum.
Well, it's you say I'm heady, but I'm also, it's very hearty.
Heady and hearty.
But
you're not being very funny.
I'm not being funny. I'm very much in my heart space, but also my heart space is very funny. Like, it's very.
But you're not being very laughy.
I'm not. And I do want to bring that back. Because
and the man that I fell in love with
was funny.
Made me laugh and smile, and he was very witty. He was very witty and very quick to make people smile. And it's not that you're not making people smile; it's just that it's very heavy.
Yeah, and that's
very heavy.
One of the things that Kim said. Kim is my cousin, and she's like, the way she, all her friends knew me there
uh-huh.
was, they're like, "Oh, Kim says that you're her like joy." And you make her laugh. Like, you're her fun like the cousin that she loves the most.
Yeah.
Like, because you're the joy in her life. Like,
right.
Like one of the fun people. And I was like, I loved that. And then now you're bringing that awareness to me of, hey, where's that part of you? Because that's in there and that's who you are as a person. Why are you putting that part of you in the shadow?
Every now and then when we go to dance lessons, you will bring that out of your pocket every now and then. And then there's times when we go to dance lessons where it feels we got to like twist Jason's arm to go to dance lessons.
And that's because I get caught up in my head about the steps mm-hmm. and the performance aspect of it. And am I doing it right? Am I getting it?
And again, it goes back to awareness. I mean, all of these lessons are things that we talk about we talk about them 3 times a week. And I think what we're demonstrating right now is that these are things that we constantly are learning and growing and working on ourselves. And as we evolve and grow, we're constantly getting in outside our comfort zone or getting in that stretch zone. And when we do that, we sometimes face those same issues.
Yeah, every day. And we push that envelope and we say, okay, well, where am I trying to mold myself? And who is the person I'm becoming? Like, where's the real me? And how do I bring more of the real me forward? Like the fullness of me. And I see now part of the real me, part of that fullness of me is the funny, laughy side that has this great exuberance and joy in life.
I don't want to tell you who to be either.
No, you're not.
Like, we need to show up as our authentic self. However, sometimes we just need to remember that life is not that serious.
I'm trying to remember I love to belly laugh. And I remember when we first started dating
mm-hmm.
and throughout our marriage, like the belly laughs, like
yes.
those times when your face hurts and your yes. neck hurts and you wake up the next morning and you're like sore from laughing. And we've had yeah,
and
those.
And then you try to rationalize it saying, I must've worked out last
right.
week.
I'm like, I can skip workouts for the next couple of years because I've just worked out everything through that laughing fit.
In fact, wait, do we want to go to the gym today? No, let's just tickle each other and crack right. a few jokes.
Tickle fight. But I want more, like, I like that. It's a...
Ditto!
So I'm down.
I am too! I'm up! I'm up! Woohoo! We are only in control of the energy we bring. And you know what? You're just going to have to tune in next time for the story about Dory.
The story of Dory.
That's the cliffhanger right there. We should do this more often.
All right. Keep living lucky.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.